Greetings, listeners. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest in the Australian insurance industry for financial services online. This week, we saw major developments unfold. To start us off, Suncorp, one of Australia's leading insurers, is set to streamline their operations, causing quite a stir. On Monday, they announced plans to cut down their motor claims assessing team by almost half, a significant shift that is expected to affect 30 positions. The motivation behind this move is to boost efficiency, particularly in their towing arrangements. There's promise of redeployment within the company for affected employees, notably towards the home claims team, to tackle aftermaths of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. This announcement follows in the wake of a sharp rise in their net profit, reaching up to $1.1 billion recently. The finance sector union, however, has opposed this decision, focusing their concerns on the rationale of offshoring and guaranteeing the job security of Suncorp's employees. As the industry undergoes restructuring, the implications of these changes at Suncorp will certainly cast ripples, with cost-cutting strategies set to be influenced. In other news, an important ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority may spark changes in documentation procedures for businesses and insurers alike. A trucking firm recently had its insurance claim denied by FCK due to reported misrepresentation. The firm had misrepresented 2 years of earlier operations and their operational radius on the NTI commercial motor vehicle policy application. Consequently, the claim was rebuffed and premiums refunded, highlighting the significance of providing accurate disclosures in insurance applications. Moving on to sports insurance, Gowgates has recently secured their position as the official insurance broker for Football New South Wales for 2 more years. The partnership is aimed at offering comprehensive yet affordable coverage for players, clubs, and administrators alike, with an emphasis on supporting the growth of the sport through effective insurance solutions. This continued collaboration ensures the sustenance of football infrastructure in New South Wales. Shifting lanes to real estate, the insured value of strata properties in Australia has reached an impressive $1.4 trillion, marking a significant milestone in urban life. Covering 15% of the Australian population, these rapidly growing strata communities unveil a need for improved management and policy updates. Almost half of these structures are over 25 years old, calling for investment in infrastructure to maintain the vitality of these thriving communities. That was your weekly wrap on Australian insurance news. Stay tuned for our next update, and until then, visit our website financialservicesonline.com.au for more in the world of personal and business insurance. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.